Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. It's the fall season now, isn't it? And it's just it's one of my favorite time of year. I like it because it's great weather and the color of the leaves. I took a drive up to North Bay, Ontario, which is about 4 hours from here, last weekend, my wife and I, to see a band called Dwayne Gretzky. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they are a fantastic band. And it was beautiful going to see them, going up north and looking at all the scenery of the fall changing colors of the leaves. And it was beautiful seeing the show. They were an outstanding band. If you get a chance, see them. They were on tour. They're doing theater dates now. They used to do like outdoor shows, you know, at these big gatherings that you see with, you know, Rip Fest and all these festivals. But now they've gone inside and are doing inside theater shows. If you get a chance, go see them. They are fantastic. So it's a great time of year. I love this time of year. You know, it's time to reflect on, you know, the year, and, you know, year is almost coming to an end. And what are you going to do differently selling those records and collecting those records? This vinyl record podcast, it's all about vinyl records. If you need any help with that, selling vinyl or collecting vinyl, this is the podcast to listen to, isn't it? So I hope you tune in often all over the world. And if you hear a little noise in the background, it's tree cutting. It's these guys going around tree cutting all branches off the trees, the ones that are all dead. And that's what they're doing right now. So if you hear that little hum in the background, no, it's not your tinnitus. It is, because that's how it sounds in my head. Actually, that's exactly how it sounds. Like, you hear that noise in the background, listen. That noise is what I hear in my head all the time. It's because of, you know, attending punk rock shows in the 70s and listening to concerts without earplugs and playing in rock and roll bands for half of my life. That's pretty much what that noise is in my head, which I hear it all the time. So anyways, wear your hearing protection. So guys, you know, there's been a lot of concerts going on here in Toronto. There has been just recently the Queen show that was on a few days ago here last Sunday, and I tried to get into that, and of course I couldn't. The ticket prices ranged anywhere from $330 upper level seats to $1,200 floor seats. And there was no way I was going to pay that price. So I waited to the very last day. I waited to the show day, the day of the show, thinking that on StubHub somebody would really desperately want to get rid of their tickets. Well, I saw there was people trying to get rid of tickets, but there wasn't any change in prices. There was still $300 or so. And, you know, there's no way we're going to do that. I mean, I've already saw Queen a number of times, and this was only half of Queen. It was only Brian May and Roger Taylor. So I wasn't going to pay, you know, a full price for seeing half of Queen. I'm just not going to. I've done it before, but I'm not going to do it again. You know, I've saw Brian May many times, and, you know, I'm not going to pay that price. Just that's the way it is. And so I missed the show, unfortunately, but I heard it was good. There's Kiss coming up here soon. They're coming here next month, and I have tickets for them. But that was a little bit more reasonable. That was like $150, which still was a little bit too much, because it's only half of Kiss. It's only Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. The rest of the dudes are gone. So, you know, it just, how they can charge that much for ticket prices, concert ticket prices, it really is, man, it's insane. You know, like, I know it's a business, but you think they would have a little bit of consideration, maybe just take them down just a little bit, like about 30% less. But I guess just that's the way the world is right now. You pay a lot for everything. We live in an inflated world, don't we? However, that's the way it goes. What is VTR, guys? Does anybody know what it is? You've probably heard that term, VTR. It's a term used on Amazon It means valid tracking rate. So I received an email from Amazon last week saying that my valid tracking rate is poor and it's in jeopardy, and they will suspend my listings if I don't improve my VTR. Isn't that something? You know that, you know, I've been on Amazon for so long and yet I still get emails like that. I'm a reliable supplier, but I guess what happens here in Canada, you know, it's really complicated, you know, because here you have to show your valid tracking rate over 95%. But in the US, if you sell on Amazon.com, there is no need to show there. Your valid tracking rate is not measured. So I just don't understand that and why Canada does it, but not the US. But if you have one digit wrong when you're putting down your tracking information in your orders that you're sending, you will get dinged. But I copy and paste, so I don't know what I, and I checked all of my tracking information and everything was 100%. So I called Amazon and they said, no, there's a few, three of them that were wrong. Well, three of them wrong, and they hit me with an invalid or poor tracking rate. And so what I did is I did the duty of suspending my store. I closed my store down temporarily until I see it going back up again, because I don't want to take a chance and get suspended by Amazon. And I've done this before and it has worked out for the well. Now, there is a possibility that I did enter in tracking information incorrectly. I think that's a possibility. But what they want you to use their system, their shipping system, which is crazy because I think it's more expensive. But it leads me to my next point, is that I've heard from a lot of record dealers, online record dealers, that it's just not worth it anymore, guys, to sell records online. Here in Canada, anyways, there's some price gouging going on with shipping, and there is couriers that are opening up every day because Canada Post is charging up to $28 to send a record now here across Canada. And you if you look on Discogs, there's some dealers, the record dealers on Discogs, that are actually charging that much to send a record now. And so people are saying, forget it, I'm not going to buy a record and pay $28 to ship a record across Canada. It's just not going to happen. So a lot of record dealers are going out of business. They're not able to function anymore because of that. It's really sad. I think it is really sad. But even the couriers now are getting up there in price. I mean, I sent a record Chit Chats here in Canada, in Ontario, locally, and it was still $16. So, you know, like it's just crazy, crazy what is happening right now. And it's really unfortunate. And if I was to give you advice, I don't think I'd have any. I don't know what you would do there to correct the situation, because you're at the hands of Canada Post and a lot of the high-priced couriers out there. So some people are saying, forget it, I'll go on Facebook and sell my inventory locally. And you really can't blame them. Or sell it at flea market or to record shows. It's just a lot more work to do so, hauling your inventory around like that. So it's very difficult. And I, you know, the last episode or a couple episodes ago, I was giving more advice on what to do with shipping prices. But looking at that again and looking at the fees that Canada Post charges, I just don't have any advice. And I really sympathize with people out there. And of course, myself, I really can't really do much business in Canada anymore. It's cheaper for me to ship sometimes to the US. It's crazy, but it's some states I would charge me only $22 to ship the record, whereas some provinces in Canada charge me $28 now. And there's this fuel charge that's added on there too that is really irking me. But folks, there is good news. If you use Canada Post on Tuesdays, you get to ship one item in October for free. A little bit of consolation, you know, a little bit of breathing room, not much, but it's only one item you can ship on Tuesdays, free shipping Tuesdays. So take advantage of that if you are going to be shipping a record across Canada. But again, it's something that we have to deal with as record dealers. And you can take your prices down of your records to give it a little bit more attraction, but you got to make a living, and it's unfortunate that is that way, but that's the way it is. Guys, I've already said, if you ever need any assistance with your record business or selling records online or trading or opening up your store, please email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. I'd be more than happy to assist you with anything that you need. Guys, that's my show for today. Over and out, and keep collecting those vinyl records.